अव्यक्तरससिन्धूनां भूतानां निधनस्य च उदरं विदितं पुंसो हृदयां मनसः पदम् अव्यक्तरससिन्धूनां भूतानां निधनस्य च उदरं विदितं पुंसो हृदयं मनसः पदम् अव्यक्तरससिन्धूनां भूतानां निधनस्य च उदरं विदितं पुंसो हृदयं मनसः पदम् जीस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation: The impersonal feature of the Lord is the abode of great oceans, and his belly is the resting place for the materially annihilated living entities. His heart is the abode of the subtle material bodies of the living beings. Thus, it is known by the intelligent class of men. Purport: In the Bhagavad Gita 8.17.18, it is stated that according to human calculations, one day of Brahma is equal to 100 ages of the four millenniums, 4300000 years each. And the same period is calculated to be his night also. A Brahma lives for 100 such years and then dies. A Brahma, who is generally a great devotee of the Lord, attains liberation after such a downfall. The universe, called the Brahmanda or the round football like domain controlled by a Brahma, is thus annihilated, and thus the inhabitants of the particular planet or of the whole universe are also annihilated. Avyakta, mentioned here in this verse, means the night of Brahma, when partial annihilation takes place and the living entities of that particular Brahmanda up to the planets of Brahmaloka along with the big oceans, etc., all repose in the belly of the Virat Purusha. At the end of Brahma's night, the creation again takes place, and the living entities reserved within the belly of the Lord are let loose to play their respective parts, as if being awakened from a deep slumber. Since the living entities are never destroyed, the annihilation of the material world does not annihilate the existence of the living entities. But until liberation is attained, one has to accept one material body after another, again and again. The human life is meant for making a solution to these repeated changes of bodies. And thereby attaining a place in the spiritual sky where everything is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. In other words, the subtle forms of the living entities takes place in the heart of the Supreme Being, and such forms take tangible shape at the time of creation. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामेयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं अव्यक्तरस सिंधूनां भूतानां निधनस्य च उदरं विदितं पुंसो हृदयं मनसः पदं द इम्पर्सनल फीचर ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज द अबोड ऑफ द ग्रेट ओशंस एंड हिज बेली इज द रेस्टिंग प्लेस फॉर द मटेरियली एनिहिलेटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज हिज हार्ट इज द अबोड ऑफ द सटल मटेरियल बॉडीज ऑफ द लिविंग बींग्स दस इट इज नोन बाय द इंटेलिजेंट क्लास ऑफ मेन आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज especially my my pranams to very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Her Grace Rukmini Mataji. Seek your blessings as well so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very interesting and also a very, very intriguing section of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is generally avoided by the seekers. And it is not seen as important as much as the different pastimes of the Lord that we hear in different sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. But if we study this section of Srimad Bhagavatam with devotion and with attention, we can actually become Krishna conscious within seconds. And we can continue to remain Krishna conscious all throughout our lives. That is the glory of this section that we are discussing. The whole purpose, the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu Vismartavyam Na Jatu Chit Sarva vidhi nishedakyo etayor eva kinkara. There's only two reasons, there is only two purpose to this entire Krishna consciousness movement. Always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. And this beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, if read, understood carefully, can help us Krishna, help us become Krishna conscious and help us remain Krishna conscious all throughout our life. Many times skeptics, they ask this question, where is God? But Srimad Bhagavatam counteracts by asking another question, where God is not. So when someone asks, where is God? Srimad Bhagavatam answers, where God is not. God is there everywhere, in everyone, in everything. Of course, we just don't have the eyes, we just don't have the vision, the right state of consciousness to see Him. But Srimad Bhagavatam actually helps us develop that vision. Srimad Bhagavatam helps us develop that consciousness by which we can see beyond the obvious, beyond the material. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam has to offer to the whole world. Srimad Bhagavatam offers us a depth of vision. Just as there are three people who are looking at an X-ray film. One person is the patient, second is the first-year medical student, and the third person is the radiologist. There are three people who are looking at an X-ray film. A patient who is looking at an X-ray film will see only the superficial white or black of that X-ray film. He may not be able to decipher or conclude anything beyond just seeing black or white. But that same X-ray film, when is seen by a first-year medical student, that medical student can at least interpret and give his inference that, oh yeah, this is not just a black or white, but yeah, this is a tibia bone, this is a radius ulna bone, or this is a femur bone, or this is the X-ray of a chest. But that same student cannot go or cannot think or cannot decipher anything beyond that. But that same X-ray film, when is observed and seen by a radiologist who has done a very deep study, that person can give a far more deeper understanding of what this X-ray film is all about. He can actually speak, he can actually bring out the anomalies, he can actually bring out where there is hairline fracture, where there is major fracture, where there is major problem within that X-ray film, or whether that X-ray film is just normal. Three people are looking at the same X-ray film, but, and they are interpreting right also. Patient is interpreting, yes, this is black and white, and yes, he is right from his perspective. A first-year medical student is also concluding, saying that this is a chest X-ray, and he or she is right. And a radiologist, when he or she concludes that yes, there is an ulnar fracture, there is a major fracture in the bone, he or she is also right. But what is the difference? Difference is in the degree of their understanding. Difference is from the superficial to the deeper conclusion. All three are right at their own place. But a radiologist, because he or she has studied the entire subject matter so much in depth, so much in detail, that that person can go deep and can actually give what the actual reality is. That's why Lord Krishna in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, Utkramantam shritam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvitam vimuda nanu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah. Arjuna, don't just try to see this world with this charma chakshu, but try to see this world with jnana chakshu. The vision which is anointed by devotion and knowledge. So, this is what Srimad Bhagavatam has to offer us. Srimad Bhagavatam actually deepens our vision and says that this world is not just a combination of matter, but actually this world in and of itself is a body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This world, this entire universe, is the Lord Himself. He is and He is not. Achintya bheda abheda tattva. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. Matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avasthita. All the living beings are in me, but I am not in them. So in one sense, this entire cosmic manifestation, this entire Brahmanda, this entire universe is nothing but the form of the Supreme Lord, which is called as Virata Rupa or universal form. Kunti Maharani also in her prayers to Lord Krishna at two places. Can you see? Yeah. Kunti Maharani also prays and glorifies Lord Krishna at two places by using same word. See, she uses the word Vishvatmana. Janma karma cha Vishvatman ajasya karturatmana tiryan rishishu yadashu tadatyantam vidambanam. She's saying, my dear Lord, although you are aja, but still you take birth. Although you do not have any karma, but still you perform karma. Why? Because you are Vishvatmana. Now, what is the meaning of this word Vishvatmana? Atma means the soul. Atma means the vital force. Just as the body that we have also has a vital force because of which this body is functioning. If the vital force is out of this body collapses. Similarly, Kunti Devi says, my dear Lord, you are Vishvatmana. You are the vital force of this entire Vishwa. This entire Vishwa is working. This entire Vishwa is active because of you being present. Because you are that vital force. Just as in the temple, the deities are the vital force around which everything revolves. Before the deity comes, things are just scattered. When the deity comes, community builds up. Everything starts revolving around this deity. Service, people start gathering at one place for only one reason, because the Supreme Lord is here. And when the temple is no more, practically this place becomes barren. So just as deities are the vital force in the temple, Atma is the vital force within the body. Similarly, Kunti Devi says, Janma karma cha Vishvatmana, my dear Lord, you are the vital force of this entire Brahmanda. You move out, this entire world will collapse. You are there, that's why everything is in place. Everything is intact. So this is where Prabhupada says, when Krishna is the Atma and Atma is Aja, where is the question of Krishna taking birth? Krishna is eternally unborn. Kunti Devi, again further in her prayers, she refers Lord Krishna as Vishvatmana. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Swakeshume Snehapashamimam Chindi Dhadam Pandushu Vrishnishu. Initially, she just referred to Krishna as Vishvatmana, but now, as she further glorifies Lord Krishna, she is telling, my dear Lord, you are not just Vishvatmana, but you are Vishvesha. And you are Vishwamurte. What is Vishvesha? Vishvesha means you are the controller. Isha means controller. You are the controller of this entire Brahmanda, this entire Vishwa. You are Vishvatmana. You are within this Brahmanda. You are the soul of this entire Vishwa. And Vishwamurti, you are yourself this Vishwa. You are the personification, you are yourself non-different than this Vishwa. And this is what this entire chapter is speaking about, where Lord Hari, he assumes this entire Virata Rupa in the form of this material world. This material world is nothing but the manifestation. Or it's the form of the Supreme Lord. So So Kunti Devi is glorifying Lord Krishna as Vishwamurte. You are yourself this Vishwa. So when our vision is hazy, when we can't see things properly, we need a spectacle. When our vision is very poor, we need an aid, we need a help, we need a spectacle by which we can see things for what they are, for what it is. Srimad Bhagavatam offers us that spectacular spectacle, which actually can help us give a very deeper understanding of what this world is all about. It is not just matter, but it is actually spirit within the matter. Andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam sarvatram chamai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. One who sees me in everything and everything in me, that person is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. So Krishna consciousness is all about developing that vision by which we can see Krishna not just in the deity form, not just in every living entity, but in every aspect of our life. Of course, because we cannot see Krishna everywhere, we have by our Acharya's grace, we have deities, so that we can at least tangibly experience his presence. But someone was asked this question, have you seen God? He said, I haven't seen God, but I have seen God's hand in every phase of my life. So yes, that's what Krishna consciousness or Srimad Bhagavatam does. When we study deeper, Srimad Bhagavatam helps us spiritualize our vision, where we don't just see this world as a place of our enjoyment. We just don't see this world as simply a combination of chemicals or matter, but we see far more beyond, where Lord Hari himself is Vishwamurti. That's why I said that in the beginning of today's talk, that if we study this section with devotion and attention, we can actually become Krishna conscious within seconds. Because wherever you see, everything will help us remind Krishna. And that's what Krishna also does to Arjuna in the 7th chapter. Krishna tells at the beginning of the 7th chapter, Arjuna, I will tell you the way by which you can become attached to me. And then he says, you can become attached to me by knowing my glories. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashi suryayo pranavah sarva vedeshu sabdakhe paurusham rishu. I am the taste of water, I am the light of sun and moon, I am that pranava omkar shabdakhe, I am the sound within the ether, I am the strength of the strong. So this is Krishna's unlimited compassion, where he is giving us an opportunity through scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, through his own instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita, by which we can actually remember him constantly. So someone may ask this question, that how is this universal form going to help me in my spiritual journey? So I was just thinking that there are 6 reasons why this entire section has been spoken exclusively about the Virata Purusha, which says that the Brahma Loka is the skull of the Supreme Lord, or Patal Loka is the soul of the Lord's lotus feet, and mountains are the bones, and rivers are the veins, so on and so forth. The whole purpose, the whole reason why this section is so elaborately being discussed here in the second canto, no, we can summarize, no, in an acronym called GOSPEL, G-O-S-P-E-L. No, gospel means, no, a truth, no. Or as they say, a gospel also means a religious doctrine. So with this six, you know, words, G-O-S-P-E-L, we can actually summarize the reason why this entire section has been described so elaborately. The first, you know, G of that gospel stands for greatness of Lord Sri Hari. Sri Virat Rup helps us understand the greatness of Lord Krishna. Prabhupada would often say that people say that God is great, but they do not know how God is great. And here Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, gives us, you know, seamless understanding of how God is great. And when we know about someone's greatness, our approach, our perspective towards that person automatically changes. Few months back, in the afternoon, I got a call from a senior devotee. And this devotee said that, in the evening, a few of my very special guests are coming from Turkey. I am not there, so you take care of them. You make sure that they are taken, care of. And he just said, and he just hanged up. He didn't tell me the detail, who is coming, what am I supposed to do. He just said, they are coming, just make sure that they are taken care of. So I tried calling them. So they said that we are at Pawai, so we should be there somewhere around 5:36 in the evening. So I was waiting for them. They didn't turn up till 7:30, and practically 8 o'clock in the night, the temple closes. They didn't turn up till 8:10. And I had my online class, so I got busy in my online class from 7 to 8:30. And all of a sudden, I got a call in the middle of the class that we are here, at the temple. And now I was thinking, what will I do when the temple is closed? I don't even know if they will wait till 8:50 till the Shayan Darshan opens. So I had to interrupt the class in the middle. I had to stop the class, and I went and I received them. There was this young boy, a young gentleman, smart looking, and he was, with few of his friends. So I just gave them a tour of this temple because the temple was closed. So I just took them around, and finally, I'm really sorry. At 8:50, I got him up to the temple hall. Now temple hall was fully crowded, and people saw this young gentleman, and they started staring at him. And I was wondering why they are all staring at him. I couldn't figure out. I just thought he's just like a regular visitor, one of the guests who has come to temple. When Shayan Darshan closed, people gathered around him and they started requesting for a selfie with him. And he told me, can you take me out of this temple right now? I said, yeah, let's go. So then he just hold my hand. In fact, I hold his hand and I just took him out of the temple. So then I told him that you sit in the restaurant here. I'll just come in a few minutes. So I went, I came up, I took the garland. I said, he's a guest, so I should offer him a garland. So I came up to take the garland. Meanwhile, the people who surrounded him, they came up to me and they said, can you shake hand with us? I said, why? He said, you don't know whom you are shaking hand with. I said, is it? Who is he? He said, you don't know? I said, no. He said, he's a very big celebrity in the world outside. And no, they just opened the Instagram and they just showed me, see him. He has 7 million followers on Instagram. And I said, I did a big apraad. And one says, I did not even know who this person is. And no, I just took him as a normal, ordinary person. And then I went to the restaurant. We were there almost till 10:30 in the night. And practically, I didn't say much to him, nor did he say anything to me. We were just talking casually. But at that point of time, I realized this person's greatness. That although being there for 2 hours, spending almost 2 hours together, not a single moment this gentleman made me feel that he's great. Not a single moment he showed that, he's a celebrity. So in the eyes of the world, this person was a big celebrity because of him being an actor or a model. But I realized that he has something far more deeper than just being an actor or a model. He could have probably boasted about him, but he didn't speak a single word about himself, but he was asking so much about this place. And the most interesting fact was that he is not from a Hindu tradition. He's from a different belief system altogether. So when you do not know someone's greatness, your approach is different. But when you know someone's greatness, then your entire approach changes. So these young boys who knew who this gentleman was, because they knew this person's greatness or whatever he is in the world outside, naturally they wanted to connect. They wanted to connect more and more. So this is what Bhagavatam is introducing us. More we understand greatness of Krishna, more we will be inspired to connect ourselves deeper with Krishna. And that's what Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita 9.34. He says, Man manabhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. O Arjuna, become my devotee. Engage your mind. Fix your mind upon me. But then Arjuna is asking, how do I fix my mind on you, Krishna? So in the 10th chapter, Krishna speaks. So the 9th chapter concludes with Krishna telling, Man manabhava madbhakto. And the 10th chapter begins by Lord Krishna speaking his opulences, his glories, his greatness. So when we hear about Krishna's opulences, his greatness, then automatically maya sakta mana partha yoga yunjan madashrayaha. Yunjan means connection. Our connection with someone will deepen more we know about that person's glory. So this is the first, interestingly, this is very interesting. So 9th chapter ends where Krishna says, fix your mind upon me. And before Lord Krishna speaks his glories or his opulences in the 10th chapter, Lord Krishna tells in 10.3, Yomam ajam anadim cha vetti loka maheshwaram. What is the next? Asammuda samartyeshu sarva papai pramuchyate. Yomam ajam anadim cha, one who understands me as ajam, anadi, avyaya and maheshwara, sarva papai pramuchyate. What will be the result of someone who knows me to be supreme or avyaya? That person will be free from all sins or sinful reactions. That is 10.3. Now 10.7, Interesting, Lord Krishna. Interestingly, Lord Krishna goes one step ahead and says, etam etam vibhutim yogam cha mamayo vetti tattvatah. See, in 10.3, he's saying, yomam ajam anadim cha vetti. Vetti means one who knows. Loka Maheshwaram. And here he's saying, etam vibhutim yogam cha mamayo vetti tattvatah. One who knows me in tattvatah, or one who knows my vibhutis, my opulences. In one sense, my glories or my greatness, or the greatness of Lord Krishna. What will happen? So avikalpena yogena yunjate, yunjate na atra samshayah. This is interesting. One who knows Krishna to be controller, that person will automatically get rid of the sinful reaction. But one who knows Krishna's unlimited opulences, that means going in deeper, knowing Krishna in depth, what will happen? Yunjate, that person will automatically get deeply connected and absorbed in Krishna. So knowing the greatness of Krishna will result in deeper connection and absorption in Krishna. So the reason why this chapter, this entire universal form, Virat Rupa is explained in depth, is so that we get to know about the greatness of the Supreme Lord. How great Krishna is. Prabhupada geniusly presents in one of the purport. Prabhupada says that Prabhupada says that Krishna is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. Prabhupada says that when it comes to us understanding what is great, we think about mountains, we think about some great rivers, huge rivers or oceans. Prabhupada says Krishna, that is nothing. No, ocean is nothing but the navel of Lord Krishna. Prabhupada said, Pacific Ocean is the navel of Lord Krishna. So then Prabhupada says that human beings have manufactured 747 aeroplane. And that they considered it very great. But can human beings produce an aeroplane which is smaller than a flying insect? Can scientists create an aeroplane which is smaller than a flying insect? But Krishna can not only create huge oceans, but Krishna can also create smallest of the insect. And then Prabhupada gives an example that of a book. When a book is kept for a long time in a shelf and that book is not opened, no, you can see small insects, no, like a dot. No, they are just moving on that book in numbers, in big numbers. And Prabhupada says that is Krishna's craftsmanship. This is genius of Krishna, that Krishna can not only create mountains, oceans, rivers, but Krishna can also create a smallest of the insect. And that smallest of the insect has two eyes, nose, ears, forget about that, a heart, a huge digestive system also, a rectum, and a super soul within. So Krishna can fit everything, the entire body, our body. No, if you actually count the dimension, if you measure the dimension of this, our intestine, that goes in meters. And that same digestive system is fit in by Krishna within that small dot like insect which is moving on the pages of that book in some shelf. Prabhupada says this is Krishna's greatness. And then Prabhupada says, greatness is not just one-sided. Actual greatness is not one-sided. One who is actually great can become greater than the greatest, can create greater than the greatest, and create something smaller than the smallest. So this is what Krishna's greatness can do. It will help us connect deeper. Prithvi renuranupayamsi kanika phalgus pullingo lagus tejo nishvasanam marutarutaram randram susukshmam nabha kshudra rudra pitamaha katipaya Shudra Rudra Pitamaha Prabhutaya Kita Samasta Shura Draste Yatra Satarako Vijayate Shri Pada Dhuli Kana. Mukundmala Stotra, King Kulashekar glorifies Lord Krishna. He says, when Lord Krishna comes in front, everything fades away. That's the greatness of Krishna. Just as when sun comes in the sky, the glowworm, nothing can stand the brightness of sun. Similarly, Kulashekar Maharaj is saying, Prithvi Renu Anu. This Prithvi in front of Krishna, this entire Brahmanda in front of Krishna is Renu Anu. Renu means a dust particle. Atomic particle within, or atomic particle of a dust particle, is Prithvi Renu Anu. So a Prithvi becomes Renu Anu in front of Krishna. Payamsi Kanika, the oceans become like a droplet in front of Krishna. The entire element of fire becomes Sphullinga, or a spark, in front of Krishna. Randram susukshmam nabha. This entire sky is no more than a small hole in front of Krishna. Kshudra rudra pitamaha. Even greatest of the lords like Rudra, and greatest of the personalities like Pitama, Bhishma, they are kshudra in front of Lord Shri Hari. Kita samasta suraha. Kita means insect. All the demigods, they actually are no more than small, those round dotted insects. And then Kulashekar Maharaj says, forget about all that. Forget about all that. Drishte yatra satarako vijayate shri pad dhuli kana. My dear Lord, what to speak of all these things? In front of dust of your lotus feet, nothing can stand. Your dust particle, under your lotus feet can conquer everything. What to speak of you, my Lord? So this is the greatness of Lord Sri Hari. Bhagavatam is speaking about Lord's greatness here in this section. And in further sections, Lord Bhagavatam will speak about Lord Krishna's sweetness by discussing the pastimes of Lord Sri Hari. So this is the first of the six reasons why this description of universal form comes in the second canto, greatness. And the principle that we learn from this greatness is, what do we have to be proud of? And in front of Krishna's greatness, yes, we can be great in some aspect, in some field, but we can never be great, never be as great as God is. And there is nothing to be proud of this. So greatness brings submission, connection, and absorption. And sweetness brings affection. G, that is greatness. O stands for omnipresence. This entire pastime this entire section of Srimad Bhagavatam, which speaks about the Virat Rupa, no, the reason why it is spoken is it gives us an hint how the Supreme Lord is omnipotent. Sarvatah pani padam tat sarvotakshi sarvatokshi shiromukam sarvatah shruti mallokhe sarvam avrutyatishtatihi. Everywhere are the eyes and the ears and the hands and legs of the Supreme Lord. As it says, andantarastha cha paramanu cha yantarastham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. One time, in the court of Akbar, one merchant came and he started glorifying Akbar. Akbar was not so happy with that glorification. So this merchant said, I have to say something really, wonderful about Akbar, then only he'll be impressed. So he told Akbar, Akbar, what to speak of your glory? You are even greater than God. So this really hit him. So then, Akbar asked, all of his ministers, anyone has to say anything about this? This gentleman is saying that, I am greater than God. So these ministers, they were confused. What do they say? Na bola to bhi problem. Ha bola to bhi problem. Because who can be greater than God? Damn if you do, damn if you not. So they didn't say a single word. So then Akbar turned to Birbal. And Akbar told Birbal, Birbal, do you have to say something? This person is saying, I am greater than God. So Birbal said, yes, Jahapana. You are greater than God. Because you can do one thing that God cannot do. So even Akbar started thinking. Akbar said, what is it that I can do but God cannot do? So then Birbal said, my dear Lord, you can banish someone from your kingdom. God cannot banish anyone from his kingdom because this entire universe is his kingdom. So how can God do this? He cannot do this. So from that angle, you are greater than God. So Akbar realized that how insignificant he is. That this entire universe is his expansion, is his kingdom. He's all pervasive. He is sarvatah pani padam tat sarvato akshi shiromukham sarvatah shruti malloke na samhita sa nahi yatra ramo na sosti vedo nahi yatra ramah sa netihaso nahi yatra rama na tat puranam nahi yatra ramah. That purana is not purana, that samhita is not samhita, that veda is not veda, that itihasa is not itihas, which does not have Lord Ram, because Lord Ram is present everywhere. Vede Ramayane chaiva Bharate Purane Bharate statha Ado antocha madhye cha Hari sarvatra giyate. So the Virat Roop description comes here for this reason. It gives us a clue how all pervasive the Supreme Lord. When I was in school, we studied this bhajan by Narsim Mehta in Gujarati. Akhila Brahmandama Ek Tu Shri Hari Jujave Rupe Anantabhase Dehama Devatu Tejama Tatvatu Shunyama Shabdatai Vedabhase Pavanatu, Panitu, Bhumitu, Bhudara, Vrukshatai, Fuli, Rayo, Akashe, Vividarachanakari, Anekarasalevane, Shivataki, Jivatayo, Eja Ashe. It speaks how Lord is present in every kana kana. And this is what this Virat Rupa is giving us a hint how Supreme Lord is all pervasive. That's the O, G-O-S. is this entire section has been spoken so that we understand the sacredness. Nothing in this world is just matter. Materialist will see matter even in spirit, but the great devotees of the Lord will see spirit even in matter. Srila Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. Now in one sense, Prabhupada's body and ISKCON are two separate entities. But when Prabhupada said that ISKCON is my body, that means hurting ISKCON means hurting Srila Prabhupada. As they say, love me, love my dog. Similarly, if you hurt my dog, I am hurt. Similarly, this entire world is, because it's the body of the Supreme Lord, it has to dealt with respect and sensitivity, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu so beautifully explained in last Sunday Feast class. So we understand the sacredness behind this entire creation. It is not just matter. We don't deal with this material world, no, or we don't take this Brahmand for granted. No, our scriptures, our tradition is so sensitive that when we get up early in the morning, the first thing that we pray is we beg forgiveness from Mother Earth. What is the reason? Because we are going to step on Mother Earth. We chant Samudre Vasane Devi Parvatastana Mandale Vishnu Patni Namastubhyam Padas Parisham Kshamaswame. My dear Mother, O Earth, no, please forgive me because I am going to step on you. This is the consciousness of every Sanatani. This is the consciousness with which we understand and treat this world. Where is the question of exploiting the resources? Where is the question of polluting the rivers? No, when rivers are the veins of the Supreme Lord, where is the question of polluting Mother Earth when Mother Earth is the consort of Lord Sri Varahadev? So when we understand the sacredness, then automatically, our perspective towards this entire, material world changes. And this is what this section of Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us. The fourth G-O-S-P, P is from passionate creation to compassion. The entire creation, is created out of the compassionate nature of the Supreme Lord. This Virat Rupa, even if someone says, even if someone understands that this entire material cosmic manifestation is non-different than the Supreme Lord, then that person will make great advancement. Uttama Shloka Prabhu recalls that Prabhupada was giving a talk on this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya, I am the taste in water. And then Prabhupada said, if a drunkard drinks wine and thinks that Krishna is the taste, even that person will make some advancement. That consciousness that Krishna is there within, that will purify him. It's not that the wine will purify him, but that consciousness, is purifying. So this, is the compassion of the Supreme Lord, that Lord gives an opportunity even to those who are completely disconnected from him. Even they get a chance, even they get pious credits when they appreciate Mother Nature. They may not directly appreciate God, they may not directly appreciate the personal form of the Lord, but even if they appreciate the nature, Mother Nature, which is the expansion, which is the manifestation of Supreme Lord's form, then Krishna is giving even them the credit. He will add pious credit in their account. So this is compassion of the Supreme Lord. The E stand GOSPE. E stands from enjoyment to expressing gratitude. When we hear about the beautiful Virat Roop of the Virat Roop form, then we move on from the enjoyment propensity to expressing our gratitude. When somebody serves constantly, then we develop a soft corner for that person. We want to reciprocate, by offering our gratitude. God is giving us so much. So naturally, when we see, when we understand that Krishna is offering us everything in the form of this material nature, then we just don't want to enjoy, but we also want to express our gratitude. So moving on from enjoyment to expressing our gratitude is E. And L, G-O-S-P-E-L, L stands for love. The ultimate reason why this entire section, the universal form of the Lord, is being discussed is so that when a devotee hears about the universal Virat Roop of the Supreme Lord, his love grows more and more. His love for the Supreme Lord grows more and more. Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva vidhrideyeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his depth of Krishna consciousness? That he saw every forest as Vrindavan. And we all know that not all the forests were the forest of Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's depth of Krishna consciousness was that because he had love. See, when we love someone, that person is seen everywhere, even in that person's absence. We are reminded of that person, even if that person is not present. That's love. So when a devotee hears that the Supreme Lord is present in the form of this tree as his hairs, then devotee's love for the Supreme Lord grows. Prabhupada, interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw the ocean of Jagannath Puri as Yamuna. But that same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chastised Balabhadra Bhattacharya when he said that Krishna has appeared, and he's dancing on the hoods of Kalia, in this ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. So that Supreme Lord who saw Krishna everywhere, now when Balabhadra Bhattacharya is saying that my dear Lord, Krishna has appeared and he's dancing on the hoods of Kalia, he slapped him. Why? Because it was not in accordance with the scriptures. What Balabhadra Bhattacharya was concluding was not in accordance with the scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disagreed. So this is how the love for the Supreme Lord grows more and more when a devotee hears about this universal form, when he hears the greatness, when he hears the omnipresence of the Lord, when he understands the sacredness behind this creation is created. Ultimately, our connection with the Supreme Lord deepens further. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Rashi Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.